Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace to all the believers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Terrell Pullen. I was a former member of the ICGJC, which is a Black Hebrew Israelite group. There are many of these sects going around today. I'm here to show the different lies that have been taught from these organizations that are being used to trick our people. This is a 15-minute class, so I'm going to go very fast. It's a few scriptures. It's no need to go through the whole Bible, but I will show you key scriptures to be able to use against these false prophets. These false prophets are teaching directly opposite of what Jesus Christ taught. So one scripture that these false prophets use, you got to understand, you guys, when people come to you with the Bible, the Bible says the simple believe every word, but a prudent man looketh well to his goings. So someone simple will just believe anything someone tells them without sitting down, researching, using logic, coming to their own conclusion. Why? Because the Bible says to study and show thyself approved. You can't get around that. You have to study to show thyself approved unto God, not your wife, not to approve your wife, not to approve your husband, not to approve your neighbors or anyone like that, but yourself. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Well, again, I was inside the organization about 12 years, maybe longer, but I was tricked by these false prophets using what I'm going to say. They're playing three-card Monty with the Bible, okay? So here's the easiest way to destroy the doctrine of Revelation 2:9 that they use. We're going to go to Revelation. Get your Bible. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Verse 1. So check this out. We're going to read Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants, things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So here's the revelation of Jesus Christ by John the Revelator, right, you guys? Verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Verse 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Now, you got to remember, you guys, Revelation was written 2,000 years ago, okay? 2022, okay? So this, it says in verse 3 that the time is at hand. Verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. So again, the book of Revelation was written to the seven churches which are scattered in Asia. Okay, here's a hint to the Black Israelites. There is no seven churches scattered throughout Asia right now, are there? Huh. John wrote this epistle, this letter, the book of Revelation, to the seven churches which are scattered in Asia. We're in America right now. This is 2022. This is November the 14th, 2022. This is November in America. Okay, you don't see the seven churches scattered throughout Asia, okay, right now. And we're going to find out something. What did John write? Revelations 2:9. So this is one of the verses, Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. This is one of the verses that the Black Hebrew Israelites use to trick Black Indians and Hispanics into them believing about these Jewish people. I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to show you Revelation 2:9. So it says, well, matter of fact, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write. So there's a church in Smyrna. That's one of those churches that's scattered throughout Asia. Not in Philadelphia, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Not in New York, Harlem. Not in Oklahoma City. Not in California. Okay? It's already written to the church that was in Smyrna. Right? Verse 8. These things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive, Jesus Christ. Verse 9. It says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. Remember, he's talking to the church in Smyrna. But thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So these black Israelite groups try to use Revelation 2 and 9 to so see, brother, see, they say they the Jews. Who walk around saying they Jews, brother? Well, again, that's why it's important for the believers in Jesus Christ to remember the scriptures. Remember the things that Jesus Christ was teaching, okay? Jesus Christ himself called some Jews that he was talking to in John chapter 8, I believe it's John 8 and 44, that he called them that they were of their father, the devil. These were Jews. So if these black Israelites want to have that mentality that, well, this is talking about our ancestors. So, oh, yeah, well, why are you not talking about that right there, buddy? Why are you not saying that Jesus Christ called some Jews, right? He called them the house of the devil. Now, if you know anything about the Bible as well to all the Christian believers, you got to understand, don't allow these Israelites, these black Israelites to trick you as if the word synagogue is only written in one portion of the Bible, in Revelation. No. We're going to go all throughout the Bible real fast. We're going to go back to Revelation 2 and 9, but we're just going to use a few scriptures to debunk their doctrine. I only got 15 minutes, and I'm going to do it with just a few scriptures. Matthew chapter 4. Go to Matthew chapter 4 and read verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Well, again, here's Jesus Christ. Before the Jewish state that was established in 1948, he was already going in synagogues teaching the gospel. Is there anywhere else where Jesus Christ was telling us about these synagogues? Well, Matthew chapter 23 and read verse 6. Matthew 23 verse 6. It says, and love, but this is talking about the Pharisees, okay, the scribes. It says, and love the uppermost rooms of feasts and the chief seat in the synagogues. So here's what these scribes and Pharisees actually like. It's no coincidence that in all these black Israelite cults, their leaders, what do they like to sit at? The best seats, right? Everything that they do is opposite of what Jesus Christ. This is the trick that these guys do to get you in. It's all a money scam when you go down to it. But we're going to go to Luke chapter 20. Luke 20, mind you, I have a short time, but I'll be able to get it done with just a few scriptures. Luke chapter 20, verse 46. So in Luke 20, verse 46, it says, beware the scribes which desire to walk in long robes. What do you see the Israelites doing? What do they walk around in? Yeah, you got to keep the fringes, brother. Walk around in long robes, right? And love greetings in the market. They want you to see them walking around, which is, again, it's so carnal-minded. And the highest seats in the synagogues. Where? In the synagogues. And the chief rooms at feast. So, again, these Israelites love to be in the leaders love to be in these positions. They are actually mimicking the scribes and Pharisees. And when you go, again into their doctrine, you're going to see that all black Israelite groups that are telling you that you have to go back to the laws of Moses, they are the ones that are in Acts, the 15th chapter, who the apostles was having a problem with, that these men left the church and they was teaching that you have to be circumcised and follow the laws of Moses. Read that whole chapter of Acts, the 15th chapter. You're going to be shocked and amazed Because, again, what the letter, the apostles were sending letters to the different churches in those regions, warning them about these brothers that was going around teaching these different things. And what is it that the Israelites teach? They teach that you have to go back to the laws of Moses. So Revelation 2 and 9, when you go back to Revelation 2 and 9, again, you're going to come to find out, and we're going to go back to verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, okay, it didn't say Harlem, okay, it didn't say Philadelphia, it didn't say Florida, okay, this is something that was going on at that present time, 2022 years ago. You can't lie and try to say, well, that's talking about us today. That's talking about those Jewish people. What happens is the false prophets take your mind off what the scripture is saying, and you're not using logic. The Bible says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. How you supposed to believe on Jesus Christ is as the Bible, not how your mother said, not how your pastor said, right? If anybody's saying anything contrary to what the Bible's saying, that's where you should recognize that that's a false prophet, and that's a false teaching, and that's a liar. Okay, I was under the leadership of Jermaine Grant, ICJC, false prophet. He died, but the Lord said that was going to happen to all false prophets, as well as Aria and Shar. These men, if you do your own independent research of these groups that you're in, look at the history of the groups that you're in. I'm talking to the members of these Black Israelite cult. It's a cult when you go into it. And it's a money scam. But Revelations 2 and 9, again, it's letting you know in verse 8, it was written to the church that was in Smyrna. The Jewish community wasn't here till 1948. So again, when you read Revelations 2 and 9, it says, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but they are rich. And I was a blasphemer of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Jesus Christ called the Jews the synagogue of Satan in the Gospels. So how can you try to say that this jumped 2022 years later and it's talking about these Jewish people today? No, all throughout the Bible, there's many other scriptures that you can go to Acts 13 and 5 where you can see that that the different regions where Israelites was worshiping Jesus, I mean, worshiping God, was actually in the synagogues. So again, Revelations 2 and 9 was written to the seven churches which are scattered in Asia, not scattered in America, not scattered in Russia, okay, and not in Asia today's time. Because again, when you go into it, Jesus Christ left judgment on Jerusalem, okay, that generation that he was in. So you better count your blessings, actually, that you didn't receive that destruction on Jerusalem, that Jesus Christ said that there be some standing here that should not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his glory. My name is Terrell Pullen. Phone number 405-812-3987. Have a great day, you guys, and I'll come back with another episode.